which was discovered by Brother Colin and Sister Valerie Edwards. Chapter 13. Let the little children come unto me. Submitted by Stephanie Ann, Sister Stephanie Ann Kersall. My father was in the military forces when I was growing up. My parents had little interest in going to church and told me I was to choose my own religion. My first encounter with traditional religion came when I was 8 years old. I had a Roman Catholic friend who told me my soul was going to go to hell when I died because I was not a Catholic. I asked her what a soul was, and she replied it was part of a person. "Show me your soul," I said. She stalled. At first I thought she was being modest, but after questioning her I found out she did not know where on the body the soul was. She also did not know how big it was, what colour it was, or how heavy it was. "What do souls do?" I asked. "What do you mean?" she replied. "Eyes see and ears hear. What do souls do?" I asked again. "Souls do nothing. They just live forever," she answered. But there was no logic in what she said. "Souls see without eyes and hear without ears," she said. But blind people could not see by their souls. Then I asked her what hell was like. She said there was a terrible person there called the devil, who had a pitchfork and made you shovel coal somewhere underground. I asked her exactly where underground this was. I wanted to take my dad's shovel and dig to hell so I could meet the devil and see for myself if he was as terrible as she said. But she didn't know where I should start digging. Nothing my Catholic friend said made sense. I remembered the only picture of God I had ever seen. He had white hair and a beard and looked a bit like Santa Claus. I decided God was the grown-up Santa Claus. Santa had elves and God had angels, and both rewarded the good and punished the evil. It was fun believing in Santa and God. However, it was not logical to believe in either of them, and thus at the age of 8 I became an atheist. I remember when God was one of my spelling words. The teacher said we spell God with a large G because we believe in him. I remember saying to myself, "You spell God with a large G because you believe in him. I spell God with a large G because I want to pass the spelling test." I remained on this level until I was in 10th grade. At that time, I was repulsed by the corruption in the adult world. I began to study religion to see if it had any answers. I studied all the world religions, Buddhism, Islam, Hinduism, Judaism, and Christianity. I noticed a similarity in all these religions. Each one had a pure beginning. But in order to appeal to the masses of people, superstition came along with false doctrine. I wanted something pure like the founders of the religion believed. I knew if I found truth, it would only have a few followers, but only a few people seek truth. My impression at this stage was that the Bible and Israel would be the last nation, that the Bible said Israel would be the last nation on earth. Christianity in its original form lacked Christmas and Easter. It had no ordained ministers, and they baptized adults who believed the gospel and repented. I was taught the Trinity enough to believe it was biblical. However, it seemed too illogical to believe. At this stage, I became a fundamentalist Buddhist. Buddha was an agnostic who felt people who lived a moral life got into less trouble than people who didn't. I remained a Buddhist until my first year of high school. It was at this time that I ate lunch at school with a girl named Susan Scott, who was a Jehovah's Witness. When I asked her what she believed, she told me things I knew were biblical. For example, no clergy and adult baptism. I asked her if I could go to church with her. She hesitated because her family was parting ways with the witnesses. This was because they'd found a verse which said the living and the dead would be judged at the same time. Jehovah's Witnesses said the dead were judged in 1914. At Christmas that year, which was 1966, I received my first Bible. On the last day of 1966, my dad retired from the army. The very next Sunday, Susan called me and asked me if I wanted to go and worship God with the Christadelphians. I said yes and went. It never ceases to amaze me that this was the first Sunday after my dad's retirement from the military. With the Vietnam War going full force, it was quite a blessing to have a civilian father. In the teenage Sunday school, they'd just begun to study what was wrong with the Trinity, and this appealed to my logical mind. The Sunday school teacher also mentioned in passing that he'd never met an atheist who'd read the entire Bible. I took this as a personal challenge and began to read the Bible every day. In the next month, February 1967, I read something exciting in the Bible. It said Jerusalem would be given to the Gentiles until the times of the Gentiles was fulfilled. At the time, the Jews had half of Jerusalem. I decided to keep an eye on Jerusalem. If the Jews got the other half of Jerusalem, I would believe that there was a God and that the Bible was his inspired word. Even though I was an impatient teenager, I did not have to wait long. The week I graduated from high school was the week of the Six-Day War, and I became a Christian fundamentalist. Right after that, I had to move into isolation, where I studied the truth on my own. A major breakthrough came in the spring of 1969 when I came upon a Young's Concordance. With it, I looked up every place where Satan, devil, and demon were found. I could see the difference between devil and demon, and that made my search complete. I called my Christadelphian Sunday school teacher and requested baptism. I made a trip and was baptized on 20th of April, 1969.